The Hawke's Bay Regional Council chair says bring it on after hearing talk of councillors investigating a motion of no confidence in his leadership. In a contentious result, councillors voted to hold off introducing Māori wards for the next election, citing a lack of public consultation. At the last council meeting, members of the public yelled abuse at councillors such as racist, sellout and kūpapa, a Māori word for traitor. Chairman Rex Graham voted for introducing Māori wards and admits the outcome has created unhappiness among local Māori. But RNZ understands some councillors have lost their trust in Mr Graham's leadership after the process left the community divided. Mr Graham spoke to our reporter Tom Kitchen.
Yeah, it's caused a bit of division in the council because it was a 4-4 vote because one of our councillors wasn't able to vote, and then that was lost because it was a draw. You know, we're allowed to disagree on things, and we've just got to go forward. We now have a council resolution to go to a poll, which some of us didn't support, but it is a council resolution, and we all have to get in behind it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is quite a serious division though, isn't it? At the last regional council meeting, there were some racist slurs that were shouted at some of the councillors. Some quite rude words. I mean, is that right?
There is some real unhappiness within Tangata Whenua about the way it went, and there's some rash words spoken. But, you know, that happens in democracies as well, and we've just got to get over it and move on.
And the last meeting, the public gallery, people shouted out racist slurs to councillors. Is that correct or not?
I understand that slurs were shouted outside the council, but I didn't hear them. There was some mutterings going on within the council. There was something said as somebody left the council chamber. Okay, there's some people really unhappy about what happened. And you just got to expect, let people get their anger out and we all move on.
So is that good enough for you as chair to just say that and just say move on while people are actually really kind of concerned about it?
This is the nature of the business that we're in, and some people got really upset about the fact that we didn't vote for Māori wards, and you've got to expect that, and they're going to say some silly things.
And I have heard, I mean, talk about possible look into no confidence into your leadership. I mean, what's your take on that?
If somebody wants to do that, let them do that. You know, the people that voted against Māori wards want to take a vote of no confidence in me, who voted for Māori wards, well, fine, let them bring it on.
What will you do to kind of repair the relationships within the council then and councillors?
We're going into Christmas, and I think everyone needs to take a deep breath and stop abusing each other. Some of the stuff which is coming out of both sides of this argument is just a little bit silly. And we just all need to take a deep breath, settle down, and get on with the business of council.
But I understand there were some people that didn't want the paper to be at that particular extraordinary council meeting. Why was it?
No, that is wrong. There was a lot of revisionist information going on here. Mm-hmm. We had a strategy meeting, and we discussed Māori wards, and we at that strategy meeting we decided to get staff to bring a paper back to us. We had a workshop. We discussed the paper on Māori wards at the workshop, but we changed it slightly, and we agreed to take that paper to the Māori committee, and they unanimously supported us proceeding with Māori wards. I spoke to every single treaty chair or deputy chair or representative of the treaty partners, and there's seven of them through our ruhi, and they all agreed. So mm-hmm. Anyone who says we did not consult Tangata Whenua, we consulted the rangatira of this community right throughout our community, and they said proceed. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very brave to vote against that, but people did, and they've got to live with that.
And that was Hawke's Bay Regional Council Chair Rex Graham talking to our reporter Tom Kitchen.